What? It was a mess. But tonight I want to preach this little title that the Lord's laid on my heart. Don't hide till it's too late. Don't hide till it's too late. Don't hide. I want you to get this. Don't hide till it's too late. I'll get right one day. I will get it right one day. Don't hide in a church pew. Don't hide out on God. Don't hide out if there be something in your life. Don't hide till it's too late. I've just talked to you about Achan, and he hid until it was too late. He had every opportunity to confess his sin. He had every opportunity to get it right, and he hid until it was too late. He hid till it was just too late. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I don't want nothing hidden in my life. God knows it all anyway. He just wants me to confess it. If he brings it to my memory, he brings it to my attention, he brings it to my spirit, he does that I may repent, that I may get right. There's not enough in me to repent. It's the Holy Ghost. Know ye not, it's the goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance. It's the goodness of God, Romans 2:4. It's the goodness of God that leadeth us to repentance. There's not enough good in me to repent. But by the blood of Jesus Christ, I have the opportunity to repent. Joshua chapter number 7 and verse number 12, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. Please don't hide till it's too late. Joshua chapter number 7 and verse number 12, if you're there, say amen. Amen. Therefore the children of Israel, get this tonight, I'm going to read this to you. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, this is the Lord, except you destroy the accursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people and say, sanctify yourselves against to tomorrow. For this said the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee. O Israel, thou cannot stand before thine enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. Here's what he said in the morning. Well, what would you like to know if the Lord come knocking at your house in the morning? Woo! You're talking about a sleepless night. I'm coming to visit with you in the morning. We're going to find out what's going on. In the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribes. And it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to their families thereof. And the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households. And the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And if it shall be that he is taken with the accursed thing, he shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he hath wrought folly or wickedness in Israel. Father, I love you and I praise you and I glorify you. Lord God, I thank you for this night. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I thank you that you've allowed us to come back tonight. Lord, I pray tonight for the one that's in here tonight, Lord God, that they're still praying. They're still pleading the blood of Jesus on their family. They're still pleading the blood of Jesus on their lives. Lord, I pray you bless them real good tonight. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Lord God, I'm asking you to watch over me tonight. Let me preach thus saith the word of God. Lord God, I pray you speak to our hearts tonight about not hiding out until it's too late. Lord, we don't want us to hide out. You want us to confess out. Father, just lead, guide, and direct. Have your will and way in everything we do. And we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. In Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight as we come, the Lord has just told Joshua, and Joshua told everyone, the Lord came to Joshua, and he said, there's sin in the camp. There's sin amongst you, and you've got to take care of it. You've got to get it right. And you know what Joshua was doing? He was on his face before God, and there he was pouting and crying. And basically, the Lord told him, there ain't no need of praying. There ain't no need of pouting. You know what the problem is? Get up and handle it. And tonight, I want you to know that Joshua told everyone that come morning, whoever took the accursed thing shall be found. You that's got it hid in your camp, you that's got it hid in your tent, it's going to be found come morning. You'd think that'd be enough, Brother Roy Parker, for Achan to come clean. You'd think that'd be enough for him to say, I'm the man. I'm the one that's got it hid in my tent. I'm the one took what I was not supposed to take. You'd think that would be enough for him to get right and confess, but it wasn't. Even though he knew that come morning that the Lord was going to find out who had took of the accursed thing and was going to make it public to everybody, the Lord done knew, but Joshua was going to find out. You'd think he'd come clean. You say, preacher, why didn't he come clean? The same reason you and I don't come clean right out of the gate. We think we can get by with sin. We think we can play with sin. We think we can pet sin. We think we can prime up and get ready and overcome sin. Hey, can I say to you tonight, you can never overcome sin. Sin's what hung Jesus Christ on the cross. And you say, preacher, what does that mean tonight? Can you imagine Achan? He didn't get a bit of sleep that night. The word had done come. Have you ever had sleepless nights? I'm talking about tossing and turning, and all you knew to do was just keep tossing and turning, and come morning you knew what to do, and you just didn't do what was right. Here Achan didn't do what was right, and here come morning he had a sleepless night. But can you imagine, he didn't get a good night's sleep, and Achan could not hide, and we can't hide either. And I want you to look at what the Bible says. When the Lord came to where Achan was, when Joshua came to that place, I want you, number one, to look at Achan's confession, or his answer of what he gave. Look with me, if you will, in verse 19 and verse number 20 of the text. Achan is here, and it's done been brought out, and they know who's done the accursed thing, and it's done cost 36 men their life because he took of the accursed thing. 36 men died at Ai. 36 men lost their life because of one man's sin. 36 men went into battle thinking that God was going to be on their side, and when they got there, God was not there, and Ai whooped them and handed them a defeat. And I want you to know tonight, we must not let sin build up in our life. We must repent daily. We must ask for forgiveness daily. We must be at the feet of Jesus in our life. And he said, indeed, I have sinned. Look in verse number 19. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, he said, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. And Achan said in verse number 20, and Achan answered Joshua and said, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. He said, I have sinned. I have messed up. But can I say to you, his confession was too late. He had done had plenty of opportunity to confess. He had plenty of opportunity to get right. Can I say, there's going to come a day in people's life that they're going to cross over that mercy line. They're going to cross over that line in their life. And when they die with that sin in their life, and they die without Jesus Christ, how can I say to you that it'll be too late to confess? It'll be too late to repent. Today's the day of salvation. Today's the day we repent. Achan had got to the place that he confessed, but it was too late. Friends, I want you to know, the proverb says in Proverbs 28:13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. You'll never prosper when you cover your sins. You'll never get ahead. Why? Because the Bible says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. What a man soweth, he shall also reap. In Proverbs 28:13, he says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confess and forsaketh them shall have mercy. When you confess them sins, and you get before God and you say, Lord, you know what's going on in my life, and I want to lay it down. I'm telling you, there's a peace that passes all understanding. But friends, don't you wait too late. Don't you wait till you cross the line. Don't you wait that too long in your life. You say, I'm going to keep hiding. I enjoy what I'm doing. You listen, there's a payday someday. Can I get an amen? Achan's confession, or his answer in 19 and 20. But I want you to look also this. Because Achan confessed, now Achan is caught. Achan has confessed. He's confessed, yes, I've sinned. Yes, I've took of the accursed thing. But it was after pressure was put on him. Woo! Now he's caught, Brother Jake. He's confessed, but he's caught. Look in verse 21. And is this not how we all get caught? Look what he said. When I saw the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh. He said, when I saw it. He said, man, I was good. I was good at Jericho. I was good being in the army. I was good fighting. I was good doing what I was supposed to do. I was good. But when I saw the silver and I saw the gold and I saw the garment of the Babylonians and they had jewels in them, man, I lusted after them. I coveted after them and I had to have them. He said, until I saw it, I was okay. Folks, can I say to you, there's things in your life that you see you can't never get out of your mind. Talk to me, somebody. I've heard people that's been on ambulances and paramedics and all kind of places, and they go to a wreck and they say, I wish I'd have never seen that wreck. I can't get it out of my mind. There's things in your life. There's sin in your life. You don't never need to look on young kids. There's pictures you don't need to look at on your phone. There's things you don't need to look at because it'll scar your mind forever. Don't look at it at a young age. He said, when I saw, look in verse number 21. He said, when I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonian garment. He said, man, I saw something I wanted. Does that not get us all in trouble? Something that you know you can't have, it ain't yours, and you ain't supposed to touch. But you say, oh, man, I want it so bad. And I'll do anything at any cost to get what I want. Don't hide till it's too late. He confessed, but it was too late. He got caught, but it was too late. Look what he said here. He said, I saw the spoils, a goodly Babylonian garment, and 200 shekels of silver. He said, man, I had good-looking clothes. I seen some silver laying there. And he said, son, I seen a bar of gold. He said, in a wedge of gold, a 50-shekel weight. He said, man, I seen enough gold that'd blow your mind. And he said, I could not imagine not taking that. I could not imagine not getting that. I could not imagine not having what I want. Friends, can I say to you, Satan will paint it up every time. What you ain't supposed to have, he'll paint it up, make it look good. He'll put lipstick on it. He'll paint the fingernails. He'll make it look every which way you want it to look. Whatever your favorite color is, he'll paint it up. But when God tells you to leave it alone, leave it alone. Look at this, Achan's confession, but he got caught. He said, when I saw it, I coveted them, and I took them. He said, I'm caught, and I'm telling you, I coveted it, I took it. He broke the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet. He done messed up. He done went too far. Look what he said here. And he said, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent in the silver under it. You say, preacher, I won't get in trouble by just looking. Yes, you will. There's not a man alive or a woman alive can look and leave it alone. And there's things in your life that you can't look at. Please listen to me tonight as your pastor. Be careful what your eyes see. We teach the kids in little bitty vacation Bible school. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little mouth, what you say. You say, why, preacher? Because you got to be careful what you look upon. I want you to look with me at a few people that saw something in their life and they fell victim to it. I want you to look with me to Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 6 tonight. You say, preacher, I can look and it won't hurt me. It'll kill you. It'll kill you tonight. Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 6. He said, when I saw, you remember Eve? You remember Eve in the Garden of Eden? Look what the Bible says in Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 6. And when the woman saw, it's always that eye. You be careful what your little eye sees. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. What got her? What got her? You said it's Satan. Satan made it look good. Satan made it look good. And when she saw the fruit, man, I'm telling you, when she saw the fruit, she couldn't get away from it. Can I say to you, not only Achan got caught when he saw, not only Eve got caught when she saw. Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Samuel chapter number 11 in verse number 2. Let me show you somebody else that got caught with what they saw. They got caught, friends. 2 Samuel chapter number 11 in verse number 2. You remember this tonight. You be careful what you look at. You be careful what you see. You be careful. Don't hide until it's too late. Achan's confession, but Achan got caught. He said, when I saw, 2 Samuel 11 and verse number 2, and the Bible says, and it came to pass in evening tide that David arose from off his bed, walked upon the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he what? What? He wasn't where he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be at war. He's supposed to be at battle. One verse up said, but David tarried. He wasn't where he was supposed to be, and he tarried. And he went out on the rooftop at evening tide. He went out just to stretch, just to look. Nothing wrong. But he saw something that he had to have. Look what he says tonight. And he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. Man, I'm telling you what tonight. Be careful what you let your eyes see. I see not only Achan got caught with what he saw. I see that David got caught. Eve got caught. And in Judges, if you'll turn with me there, Judges chapter number 16 and verse number 18 tonight. Not only that, but in Judges chapter number 16 and verse number 18 tonight. Turn with me there. I want to show you this. Judges 16 and verse number 18. Samson, Saul. Mighty men, mighty women of the Bible. They let things they saw mess them up. They let the things they saw get them off course. Judges 16, if you will. In verse number 18, or should I say Delilah saw. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he has showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in her hand. I say to you tonight, as we look back into the text tonight, I see Achan's confession. I see Achan got caught. She said, "Preacher, why do you get caught?" James chapter number 1, verse 14 and 15. If you look there in your Bible, if you're taking notes, James chapter number 1, verse 14 and 15 tonight, I want to show you this. She said, "Preacher, how can that be? How can that be in our lives?" James chapter number 1, verses 14 and 15. I want to show you this. Man, I'm telling you, don't hide until it's too late. James 1, 14 and 15, Achan's confession. Achan got caught because he let it turn into sin. He looked and he took. He looked and he took. James 1, 14, but every man, that means everybody, but every man is tempted. Let me stop right here. Temptation is not a sin. If it's Jesus Christ was tempted, it's what you do with that temptation is a sin. Temptation itself is not a sin. You can't help what comes your path, but you can sure help how you handle it. You can't help what comes to your phone. You can't help what comes to your door. There's some things you can't help, but you can sure flee from it. You don't have to keep looking at it. You don't have to keep staying around it. Look what he says here, James 1, 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Looking, makes it look good. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Sin brings forth death. I want to show you this tonight as we close. I see tonight, don't hide till it's too late. Don't hide till it's too late. Just get right with God. I know I'm preaching to the choir tonight. I know that. But I'd say David was probably in the choir. Mighty man of God, man after God's own heart. Can't believe he'd do something like that. He's a man. Samson, mighty as he was, and a mighty man. Can't believe. Eve, can't believe. Listen, we're not any of us above it. But we all have to understand it and be aware of it. Don't hide until it's too late. He confessed and it was too late. He got caught and it was too late. Now I want to show you Achan's consequences. His consequences. Do you know every sin in your life has a consequence? I understand Jesus Christ died. Listen to me tonight. I understand Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sin. I understand that tonight. But every sin has a consequence. Every sin has a price that has to be paid. There's an easy religion going on in the world we live in. Easy religion. Easy living. Easy. No consequences for the sin we live. No consequences, no results. Can I say to you tonight, you might get by with it here, but you won't get by with it with God. It says here in verse number 21 that Joshua sent his men to get the accursed thing. The Bible says they ran. That's how serious it was. They ran. Achan didn't even go get it. They went to get it. And he ran right where he had hit it. And they got the accursed thing. I want to show you the consequences of sin. You said, "Preacher, we live under grace. We still serve God." Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. People misuse grace so much. Brother Bradley's a cop back there. Thank a lot of Brother Bradley. Worked with Brother Bradley. Good worker. I don't know if he still is, but used to be a good worker. Brother Bradley's a police at Hamilton. And if I come flying through Hamilton running 70 and a 20, and he blue lights me and walks up there, first thing I say, "Brother Bradley, what's up?" He's going to be like, "Hey, Brother BJ, listen, you need to slow it down. I'm going to let you go, but you, come on, talk to me, y'all. I'm going to let you go." I'm paraphrasing. "I'm going to let you go, but if you come through here again, I'm going to have to handle it, okay? Okay, man, love you. Love you too, boy. See you, man. Bye. I go down there to Pizza Hut, eat all you eat buffet. And I forgot all about Brother Bradley. And now I'm coming back through Hamilton running 70 to 20. And he blue lights me. In the same day. He comes up, hey, Brother Bradley, what's going on, man? He said, I done told you. Now you're abusing my authority. Now you're abusing grace. I've done let you go. And you didn't learn a thing from it. Now you're going to learn your lesson. Folks, you listen to me, that's the God I serve. He'll tell me and tell me and tell me. But if I keep running and running and running and running the way I want to run, he's going to get my attention. He may show me a grace time here and time there, but there comes a time he won't let me abuse grace. He gave Achan all the opportunity in the world to confess and to repent, and he would not do it. He confessed where it was at, but he didn't repent. He confessed where it was at, but he did not repent, Brother Eric. And he got caught, and now he's got to pay the consequences. I believe the cemeteries are full. I believe the cemeteries are full of people that God's given chance after chance after chance after chance, and they would not listen. Folks, you listen to me tonight. I don't want that numbered amongst us in this place. If there's sin in your life tonight, you get it out in the name of Jesus. You get on your knees before an almighty God and you pour your heart out before him. One man's sin will affect the whole church. You don't believe me? Look in the Bible right here. And tonight, the consequences is not only going to affect Achan, but it's going to affect his family. Let me show you the consequences here. Man, I'm telling you tonight here. Look at this. Look at this. Verse number 23. And they took them out of the midst of the tent. What did they take? They took the Babylonian garment. They took the shekels of silver. They took the wedge of gold. They took what he had coveted, what he thought was important. And they took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them unto Joshua and to all the children of Israel and laid them out before the Lord. It gives you time to get right privately before he exposes you publicly. Do things in secret, hiding out, don't want nobody to know. He's convicting you, challenging you to open your mouth and repent and get right and quit doing them things, and you won't do it. He's warned you privately. Now he's going to expose you publicly. You say, I can't believe they've done that. They're on TV. You know why it's come public now? The Lord's exposed them. Listen, sin was exposed in 23. And they took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them unto Joshua and unto the children of Israel and laid them out before the Lord. In verse 24, I see the stoning was experienced. And Joshua and all the Israel was with him. They took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold. Listen here now. Listen, what sin cost us, the consequences. The consequences when you get caught and you're caught up with. Don't hide till it's too late. Look what he says. And he took the wedge of gold and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent. He even took the man's tent. There's going to be no remembrance of him in all that he had. And they brought them unto the valley of Achor. That means the valley of trouble. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? Then the Lord shall trouble thee this day. And look here. Not only was sin exposed, not only was the stoning experienced, but the sin he costed was very expensive. It cost him everything he had. Cost him his whole family, folks. How do you look at sin now? How do you look at sin now? Man, God's been asking me this in my private study. How do you look at sin now? Dirty joke at work and you laugh at it? Pornography on your cell phone and you laugh at it and you think it's funny, and then your kid gets caught up in it and you got to go to the school. What do you think about sin now? What do you think about that social drink that you're taking every day? And then Brother Bradley's got to scrape your kid up off the road because what you thought you could handle, what gets all over me, y'all? What sin does, We never see the whole picture, what it cost is us. Sin, man, I'm telling you, it cost Jesus his life on Calvary. And here Achan is. He's had all the opportunity to confess, but he finally confessed, but it was too late, and he got caught up with. And now the consequences ain't only costing him, but it's costing his children. It's costing his wife. It's costing everything. Them animals ain't deserve nothing, but God's taking it all. Folks, I'm telling you, I preach this all the time here. That's my heart. There's no fun in sin. Man, I go to the jails, I go places, and I see old boys. They good old boys. I mean, good old boys. But sin's let them down there. Sin's let them down there. It has cost them everything they've got. And once they had a good job, they had a good family, they had good kids, man, they had a wife that loved them. And then they get strung out, or they do, and they think they got to go that way. It has cost everything they have. They've lost it all. They've got nothing. What do you do now? What do you think about sin now? I go around this room. Every one of us has been affected by getting a hold of stuff we didn't need. Sin was expensive. Look at verse 25. And Joshua said, "Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day." And all Israel stoned him with stones. They burned him with fire. Burned them with fire. And they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of the place that was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. He said, "Preacher, God ain't fair." No, he ain't fair. He's just. Yeah, he ain't fair. You're right, he's just. I'm going to tell you a little secret tonight. Your sin that you think, your sin that you think you got hid, you can't hide it from God. Folks, we're talking about your soul. We're talking about your spirit. We're talking about life, eternity. You say, "You hurt my feelings, preacher." Man, you got a future. Who cares about your feelings? You got a future. You got a future. You don't want to spend it in hell. I promise you that. Turn with me tonight as we close to Deuteronomy 24 in verse number 16. You say, "I can't believe he did that to his children." They were guilty. They knew what was going on. Don't think at your home your kids don't know what's going on. Don't think your grandkids don't know what's going on. Before I became a pastor, I was a youth pastor. And had some kids in the youth group. And I've told this story before. We went to the beach, me and Brandy and the family. We went to the beach, and one of them kids had done graduated and got out and was doing good for himself. And I'd been at the beach, man, all day that day. And man, I got burnt up. I'm talking about burnt up. And Brandy and Kaylee was going to go back to the beach. And they said, "You want to go to the beach with us?" And I said, "Man, I can't go back down there. I'm burnt up. I can't handle no more of that sun." And something told me, "Just go sit by the pool." And I slid down by the pool side there. And I seen a kid. And I said, "I know that kid. I think I know. Yes, I know that kid." And by the time I went up to where that kid was, he didn't see me coming. He grabbed him a beer. Started chugging that thing. By the time he got it chugged, Brother Samuel, by the time he got it chugged, he set it down. Me and him was face to face. He tried to hide it. He said, "What are you doing here?" Like it was a sin for me to be at the beach. See, they never worry about it till they get caught. Am I talking? Does anybody understand what I'm talking about tonight? He said, "Well, when you seen him, you should have went another way." Hey, I just went to visit. I just went to say hello. And he said, "Brother BJ, it ain't what you think." And I said, "Son, listen to me. I'm not your judge. I'm not here to judge you. I'm just here to love you. And I'm here to tell you, You better leave that stuff alone, son. It'll destroy your life. It'll run you down a road you don't want to go down. That young man was married, had a beautiful family, great young man. A couple years later, I seen him in town. I said, "How you been doing, man?" He said, "Brother BJ, I done got a divorce. And my life's just all in, just in a mess." He said, "I wish I'd have listened to you that day. All I was doing was just drinking for a good time, just on a beach trip. Turned in where I couldn't lay it down. I had to have it every day." I'm going to be talking to some man tonight. I don't know what you got in your refrigerator. I don't know. You don't know what I got in mine. I don't know what you got in your heart. You don't know what I got in mine. But God does. And the young man told me, you know where he got that alcohol from, Brother Jerry? From his daddy. Got it from his daddy. What he thought was cool and good, his daddy started drinking with him. That young man wasn't innocent no more. That good little kid that was in my youth group grew up just so sweet and innocent. He's accountable now. The age of accountability is off of him. He's old enough to know better. And he's got to give an account to God. Deuteronomy, let me read this to you in the Bible. You said, "Well, why did he kill the whole family, Brother BJ?" They knew about it. They were guilty too. Deuteronomy chapter number 24 and verse number 16. This is what the Bible says. "The father shall not be put to death for the children." Listen to me. "The father shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin." Them kids had to know what was going on when they took Achan and his family down. They had to be. God don't lie. He don't make mistakes. You be careful what you let going on in your home. You be careful what you let go on. You be careful what you listen to. You be careful what you look at. And don't hide out until it's too late. Let God move on you and use you in a way that he'd be proud. I'm going to ask the musicians to come tonight. We're going to sing a time of invitation.